Hello friends, my name is Joel, and this is your Daily Nerd Devo. I took part in an unofficial debate recently with friends about the best ride at Universal Orlando. Unfortunately, but probably not surprisingly, Fast and Furious Supercharged was quickly eliminated. Others in the conversation, though, took decisive action in stating the merits of Escape from Gringotts and The Mummy and Rip Ride Rocket. Now, don't get me wrong, I'm a huge fan of all three of those rides. The drops, the personalized music blasting, and the all-too-tight lap bar that Voldemort places on you in an attempt to return to Diagon Alley. I even love Transformers, even though it's just a louder version of the Spider-Man ride from Islands of Adventure with different characters. Beyond all of those, however, even surpassing #ThePanda and the bonus points from being the first to push the red button, by far the greatest ride at Universal Studios Orlando is E.T. Adventure. E.T. may not have the frills, the fresh paint, or a post-ride dance party with minions, but it has stood the test of time. Opening in 1990, it holds dear to my heart and my nostrils because the entire ride has such a distinct scent. It's at the very end of the ride, however, where it separates itself from all others. Nowhere else at any theme park that I'm aware of is your name called out on a ride. How special it is to hear your name called. You know, as someone who's followed Jesus for almost 3 decades, I've got to admit that sometimes I forget how special our relationship with God really is. The same God that formed mountains, that created seas and stars, looked down on the earth and figured that it needed you. Your name has been spoken by the creator of the universe. He knows your name. Isaiah 43:1 says, "But now, says the Lord, he who created you, he who formed you, fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name, and you are mine." Sometimes we need to slow down in our hustle for success and just listen in to hear our Savior say our name. And maybe, just maybe, what we all really need is to take some time and phone home. That's all the time we have for today. If you want to hear more Nerdy Devos every weekday, hit the subscribe button wherever you listen to podcasts. You can also come and hang out with us on our Facebook group, The Nerd of God Squad. I'm Joel for the Daily Nerd Devo, and until next time, you may have to play the game, but you don't have to play it alone.